请听众朋友们翻到哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们从第一节读到第十一节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 11.
我们岂是又己见自己吗？岂向别人用人的见信给你们，或用你们的见信给人吗？
Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some, letters of recommendation to you or from you?
你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men.
每明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
Such confidence we have through Christ toward God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills.But the Spirit gives life.
那用字刻在石头上属死的指示尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光也是渐渐褪去的。
But if the ministry of death in letters engraved on stones came with glory, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face fading as it was,
何况那属灵的指示岂不更有荣光吗？
How will the ministry of the Spirit fail to be even more with glory?
若是定罪执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
For if the ministry of condemnation has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness abound in glory.
那从前有荣光的，因这极大荣光就算不得有荣光了。
For indeed, what had glory in this case has no glory, because of the glory that surpasses it.
若那废掉了有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
For if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory.
第六节他说，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事。
It says here in verse 6, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant.
今天所要交通的题目就是这新约的职事。
And so, what we are sharing today is this ministry of the new covenant.
我们周报它打成那个新业的职事，那个是职业的职。
Our bulletin has printed the Chinese translation slightly differently.
应该是在这里说第六节说新业的职事，因为这个职事是指的人来说的。
And it should be as it's written in verse 6 here, because this new covenant is for
那个职业的职事，那是指的那一件事情工作来说的。
And so the word that they used in Chinese is to speaking of the physical work of a ministry rather than the people of that are being ministered to.
所以我们今天所要交通呢，是讲到这个新约这个执事这个服事的人，他应该是怎样一种服事。
So what we're sharing today is about the actual servants of the new covenant, those what they should be like.
好，我们请低头有点祷告。
So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，靠着恩典，我们能够聚在你跟前来听你的话。
O Lord, by your grace, we are gathered before you to hear your words.
我们感谢你，这个说话的神常常借着你启示出来的话，在我们心中继续向我们说话。
We thank you that you have revealed yourself among us to speak your words to us.
当我们听见你的话，我们能听见你的声音，我们就知道如何走在你所喜悦的道路上。
When we hear your words and your voice, we would know how to walk in your word.
早晨我们来求你施恩怜悯我们。
We ask this morning that you would give grace to us.
让我们这些称为你名下的人，这些蒙恩的儿女们。
For all of us who are under your name, all of us who have received.
当我们一同聚在跟前的时候，我们只有个心愿，愿来寻求你，来明白你的心意。
That we would only have a heart to seek you and to understand your will.
既然不做一个糊涂人，乃是明白神旨意的人。
that we would not be foolish, but that we would understand your will.
让凡事能够靠着恩典来称颂来赞美你自己。
And all things that we would be able to rely upon you and give you
praise.
Therefore, we give this time into your hands.
你恩待怜悯我们。
Be gracious and merciful to us.
我们再次把感谢赞美归给你。
Once again, we give you all the praise.
这样祷告到奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 那早晨呢，愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看哥林多后书。
We'd like to continue sharing about 2 Corinthians with the brothers and sisters today.
我们说哥林多后书呢，被称为是保罗的自传。
And so 2 Corinthians has been called Paul's biography.
我们知道今天地上有许多人在写他的自传，也有人为他写传记。
Some people would write their own autobiographies today, and some people would have biographies written about them.
我们从这些传记里面可以认识那个传记里面那个人物他是怎样一个人。
And from these biographies, we can understand about the person that the biography is written about.
他做了哪些事情。
What they have done.
这个传记里面这个人物他是个性，他性情是怎样的情形。
And in these biographies, we can see, you know, about the person, what his personality was like.
同样，我们从哥林多后书这卷书里面，我们看保罗这个神的用人，神的仆人。
And so in 2 Corinthians we see Paul, God's servant.
这位神的仆人，他是怎样一种人？他是怎样在服事里面来显明他是神的用人？
How does Paul, through his works and his actions, show that he is a servant of God?
我们说到哥林多后书呢，也。 说到他是那个神用人的一个画像。And
it also gives us an example of God's servant.
我们看这个画像里面这个人物，他是怎样服侍教会，他是怎样的在神的家中如何来尽他那个职事。And
how this example of a servant, how this servant can serve the Lord and bring about his will.
我们知道保罗写了许多书信。
We know that Paul has written many letters.
虽然从其他书信里面，我们也可以知道认识一点保罗他是怎样一个人。
And from these letters, we can understand a little bit of Paul, what kind of person he was.
也可以从其他书信里面看见保罗一系列服事的一个情形。
And we can see the circumstances of some of his services.
但是哥林多后书呢，特别记载许多保罗的一个经历。
But 2 Corinthians details very specifically some of Paul's.
从保罗，从哥林多后书里面，更能够认识保罗他是怎样一个服侍神的人。
And we can see even more deeply what kind of a servant Paul was.
因为从哥林多后书里面，我们看见保罗在许多经历里面，他内心的感受，他情感的一个发表。
And so we can see in 2 Corinthians how Paul reacted when he thought of his circumstances.
特别他经历许多苦。 苦难的当中，他是怎样一种反应？
And especially when he was suffering and in many difficulties in
trials, 这是其他书信所没有记载的。
This is something that the other letters haven't recorded.
特别到更多后书11章那里记载许多保罗受苦的经历。
Especially 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where we see how much Paul has suffered.
他是怎样在一个极其艰难一个环境里面来服侍神。
And how he was serving in an exceedingly dangerous situations for the Lord.
在哥林多后书11章那里讲到说，他是下监牢，他在被鞭打几次。
It records that he was imprisoned, that he was beaten several times.
他要用被石头打。
He was stoned.
当他出去外面传道的时候，受许多生命上的危险。
And when he went out to share the gospel, that he suffered many physical bodily dangers.
有环境给他危险，也有从人来给他的危险。
There was dangers from his environment and dangers from other people.
有从犹太人来的，也有从外邦人来的，给他的危险。
Dangers from Jews and from the Gentiles.
我们看见保罗在那里经历许多，他也常常饥饿，在那里好像也不能睡觉。
And we see that Paul experienced so many things that oftentimes he went without food or couldn't sleep.
甚至到一个地步，他说连活命的指望都没有了。
And at certain points, they said he was even without the hope of living.
不仅有外面这许多的遭遇压力，
and even though there are all these external pressures,
还有从教会为了教会的光景带给他许多的压力，许多的挂心。
He also had so much pressure from the church that he's worried over the church.
当保罗经历到这许多事情的时候，他是如何反应，如何的表现？
Even though he experienced all these things, how did he react? What did he express?
这些环境带给他感受到他是非常的软弱。
These experiences let him know that he was exceedingly weak.
并且他身体上又有疾病。
Even so, that he himself had an illness.
有一根刺在他身上，他觉得软弱到一个地步，向主一再求把这根刺拿掉。
That he had a thorn in his flesh, and that it was bothering him to the degree that he asked the Lord to take it away.
更多后书里面记载神给他许多特殊的经历。
And it also records in 2 Corinthians that the Lord gave Paul several special experiences.
这是其他使徒所没有的经历。
Yeah, these experiences that the other apostles didn't have.
神给他三层天的经历。
He gave him the experience of being caught up to the third heaven.
让他在乐园当中听见那隐秘的声音。
That he heard these inexpressible words.
当保罗有这许多的经历的时候，他是如何来看这些事情？
And with all these experiences, how did Paul see his own experience?
当他经过这许多受苦的经历的环境里面，他到底是怎样表现出来？
So when he went through all the suffering, how did he react?
特别他面对更多教会这样属灵光景许多问题的一个教会。
And when he faced the Corinthian church with all their spiritual questions,
更多教会的圣徒对他那个不好的一个不善的一个态度。
That the Corinthian church disrespected him.
保罗他是怎样的反应？他是怎样面对这样的圣徒们
？How did Paul react to the Corinthian church?
所以从更多后书里面，我们可以真正看见保罗这个人是怎样一个人。
So from 2 Corinthians, we can see.What kind of a person Paul was?
可以说他保罗他把他整个心向更多圣徒打开了。
It's as if he opened his heart to all the Corinthians in his letter.
所以不管保罗在哥林多教会的服事，有时候他显出了刚强，有时候他显出了软弱。
So when he dealt with the Corinthians, sometimes he expressed himself firmly, strongly, or other times he expressed himself.
他说他在各样事情上，他都可以表明他是神的用人。
And in all things, he expressed that he was God's servant.
我们知道我们的天性里面常常会崇拜一个人。
We know that it is our character to maybe sometimes lift a person up.
特别对一个有恩赐在人来看，好像一个比较属灵的人的身上。
Especially someone who seems more spiritual.
我们常常会高举他。
We may lift them up.
若是在他身上好像有一点软弱情形呢
？And if they have a certain weakness,
我们可能会找为他找许多理由来解释。
We may try to explain it away.
若是他犯了一点的错误
Or if they did something wrong,
人就想办法来为他遮掩
and we may try to cover it up for them,
或说把他合理化
Or to rationalize
觉得这样一个属灵人他不应该会有这样的软弱情绪不应该有这样的错误
that we may say, you know, a spiritual person shouldn't have these weaknesses
但是我们从保罗在更多后书里面我们所看见的情形
But from Paul in 2 Corinthians we see this
保罗不管在怎样处境当中
that no matter what Paul is going through,
他说他都可以表明他是神的用人
he can say that he is expressing that he is
在他刚强里面他可以显明表明他是神的用人
in his strength he can show that he is the servant of God
在他软弱光景当中他也可以表明他的确是神的用人
and even in his weakness he can still say he is expressing his servanthood
所以保罗说呢他说你们笑话我不可过于圣经所记载免得你们自高自大轻这个看那个。
So he says to them that you should
笑话不可过于圣经所记载的。
Right. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 6 Now these things brethren I have fairly applied to myself in Apollos verse 6 so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written so that
这个就是我们来读更多后书的时候我们可以从保罗这个神的用人身上来看见
so that none of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other
把他摆在一个合适的一个地位上来看他来认识他
so that we can look at Paul at a realistic level
所以为什么圣灵好像是要借哥林多后书这一卷书来让我们认识一个真正神的用人他应该有怎样的表现
So we have to see 2 Corinthians written so we can see how a servant of God is
不管他在顺利环境里面或者不顺利环境里面 他从他身上都能够表明显出基督和他恩典出来。
That when things are going well and when things are going poorly, that we can, that the servant of God can always express the life of the Lord.
这是一个真正神的一个用人。
And this is the true servant of God.
我们今天常看见今天许多人，他常自称我是神的用人。
There are many people today that would claim that they are servants of God.
但是神是不是能够曾说这是我的用人，那是另外一件事情。
But will God testify that they are His servant? Is a separate.
摩西神可以说摩西是我的用，是我的仆人。
God can say that Moses is my servant.
这是神所承认的一个仆人。
And this is a servant that God has confirmed.
因为他在各样环境、各样处境当中，他的确可以表明他是神的仆人。
Because in all of his experiences, all of his actions, he can demonstrate that he is God's servant.
所以这是为什么更多后书被称为是保罗的自传。
And this is why 2 Corinthians is often called.
因为我们可以从这卷书里面可以认识一个神的用人，他在各种不同环境里面，他应该有怎样的表现。
And so we can, so it tells us that how.A servant of God is to express himself in all.
这个就是我们来读更多后书的时候，我们可以从这个神的用人身上来学习我们今天怎样来做神的用人。
So we can learn today how we can be servants of God.
为什么更多后书不？我们知道神的教会头一个解释神的教会意义呢，是在更多前书第一章。解释神的教会的意义。
What is the first explanation of the church of God is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
更多前书第一章那里告诉我们。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us.
他说神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成为圣徒，蒙召做圣徒的人。
That we are all, it's to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.With all who in every place call the name of the Lord.
以及在各处求告我主耶稣基督的人。
With all who in every place call in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是圣经头一次来解释教会的意义。
This is the first time, first place that the Bible explains what the church is.
教会就是在那些在那些在基督耶稣里面的人，他是蒙召成为圣徒的一般人。
They are those who are called by the Lord Jesus Christ.
以及在各处求告主耶稣基督的人。
And that call on his name.
所以我们看见教会，这是一个讲到一个宇宙性的一个教会。
So the church talks about this universal church.
所以圣灵好像，然后更多后，更多前书解释教会意义以后。
And after 1 Corinthians explains the meaning of the church.
然后就开始记载更多教会它属灵的一个光景，属灵的表现。
It talks about.Their spiritual condition and their expression.
更多前书一开始告诉我们说，更多的教会，他们凡事上富足有余，他们在恩赐上没有一样不及别人的。
It tells us that they are rich in all things and that they are not lacking compared to anyone else.
神把各样恩赐赐给他们，就是为了要建立教会。
And that the Lord gave them all this grace so that they could build up the church.
但是从更多前书的记载里面，我们看见。
But from the record, what is recorded in 1 Corinthians,
他们所表现出来都是一种属肉体的一个表现。
What they expressed was based on the flesh.
一个不正常的一个光景。
It was an abnormal condition.
这不是神要教会表现该有的一个情形。
It's not the expression of life within the church that God wanted.
整个一。更多教会是落在一个非常软弱、非常一种荒凉的一个光景里面。
So the spiritual life in Corinth at the time was very weak and desolate.
神就是把保罗摆在这个哥伦多教会这样的一个处境的里面。
So God placed Paul in this situation.
为什么神要借这一卷书来说明一个神用人的一个情形呢？
Why does God use this book to explain what a servant of God should be like?
因为更多前书那信息呢，是说到教会在地上的显出。
Because 1 Corinthians talks about the expression of the church on earth.
所以书神用了更多教会在地上的显出这个情形来说到一个今天地上教会那个属灵的光景。
That the condition of the First Corinthian church is like the is a microcosm of the church today.
所以更多教会, 可以说是今天地上教会的一个缩影。
It could be called the microcosm of the church.
代表今天教会在地上所显出来的光景就像更多教会一样。
That the condition of the church today is like that of 1 Corinthians.
所以我们看见更多教会里面所发生的许多问题。
So we see all these problems that occurred in 1 Corinthians.
他们的难处, 甚至他们当中所犯的罪,
their difficulties and even the sin that they committed.
同样发生在今天地上的教会。
And those are still occurring today in the church.
虽然程度不一样, 但是原则却都是一样。
The level or the amount may be different, but the root cause is.
所显出来都是一个属肉体的一个表现, 都是血气的一个光景。
It is all an expression of the flesh.
所以神就借着更多教会这样的背景,
so God explains the background.
让我们看见一个神用人, 一个服侍神的人, 在这样处境, 在这样环境里面, 他如何来表现他是神的用人。
So God uses Paul to show us what a servant of God should be like, how the
保罗在这个不正常教会属灵光景里面, 他却能够显出一个正常的一个表现。
So that Paul, in surrounded by this abnormal condition, can demonstrate what a normal condition for God.
把神的用人身上那种性格,那个性情把它表明出来。
That through his character as a servant of God.
我们今天常常讲到我们的属灵光景的时候,
today, when we talk about our spiritual condition,
我们常说今天就是因为教会属灵光景不好, 所以我才表现不好。
We may say that the spiritual condition of the church is poor. That's why my own spiritual life is poor.
但是圣灵在这里却让我们看见, 在一个不正常的环境里面, 我们看见有一个人, 他能够有正常的表现。
But in the Bible, we see that even in this abnormal spiritual condition, that there is someone who can live a normal life.
在一个属灵不 不正常的环境里面, 他却有一个属灵正常的一个发表出来。
In this abnormal spiritual condition, there is someone who can express this normal spiritual life.
因为只有借这样环境才能够显明一个人里面真正属灵情形是怎样。
Because only in this condition can we truly see what a person's inward life is really like.
这就是一个得胜者的原则。
And this is the expression of an overcomer.
古人有一句话说,
we have this saying that says,
他说疾风知劲草板荡事忠臣。
Only when there's a strong wind can you see which grass is firmly rooted. Or, yeah.
就是在一个非常大风吹的时候呢，才能够显出到底哪一根草它是这个劲草，它能够树立在那里不被吹倒。
So only when the strong wind blows can we see which plants are firmly rooted and won't be blown away by the wind.
在一个国家动荡不安的一个环境里面, 才能显出谁是一个忠诚的一个人。
Only when a nation is in upheaval can we see those who are truly loyal.
所以神今天也是让我们看见, 在这里有一个神的用人。
So today we can see here who are the true servants of God.
在一个不容易环境里面, 显出人里面真实的光景是怎样。
So only in these adverse conditions can we see what our spiritual lives are.
我们看见神带以色列百姓在旷野40年漂流。
We see the Lord has led the Israelites 40 years in the wilderness.
旷野实在是个极其可怕，一个极其艰难困苦的一个环境里面。
And that wilderness is a dangerous and adverse situation.
在这各样试炼的里面，显出谁是一个有信心的人。
And in these conditions, we saw who truly had faith.
谁是一个专心跟从耶和华的人。
Who were solely relying upon the Lord.
我们看在以色列百姓最荒凉黑暗的时代, 就是在亚哈作王以利亚的时代。
One of the lowest points of Israel's spiritual life was when Ahab was king in the time of Elijah.
所有百姓都跟着那个邪的亚哈王去 离弃神去拜偶像巴利。
Many people went astray, followed King Ahab to worship Baal.
这是一个不正常的一个属灵的表现。
And this is an abnormal spiritual condition.
但是就在这个环境里面，神为他自己的名保守7000个未曾向巴利屈膝的人。
But in this condition, the Lord preserved for himself 7,000 people who would refuse to.
他们只有敬拜那独一真神。
And they only worship the true and living God. We know that worshiping the true and living God is a normal expression of love. It is not something extraordinary. This just shows that they had this normal condition. Because only God was their God.
所以这七千个人不是在这个不正常的环境里面属于的光景里面他显出他一个正常该有一个情形。
So these 7,000 people showed that even though they were living in an abnormal spiritual condition that they had
到启示录第二章第三章那里也让我们看见启示录第二章第三章
In Revelations chapter 2 and 3
在那主在呼召得胜者
The Lord there is calling out the overcomers
为什么主在那里呼召得胜者呢
Why is the Lord calling to the overcomers?
因为当时的教会都是处在一个不正常的光景里面
Because in those days all the churches are living in an abnormal condition
而这些得胜者就是说明他们在这个不正常环境里面他们却有一个属灵正常的表现
But these overcomers are showing that even though they are living in within these abnormal conditions
因为他们不是活在环境里面
Because they are not living in those conditions
他们不受环境的影响
They aren't affected by
他们还是活在基督的里面
But they are living in Christ
所以我们看见更多后书就让我们看见一个事实
So we see in 2 Corinthians this truth.
保罗他是一个在基督里面的一个人,
that Paul is someone who is in Christ.
不仅是讲到他的地位,
not only we're talking about his
position,
but we're talking about his spiritual truth.
因着他是在活在基督里面一个人,
because he is someone who is living in Christ.
所以我们看见他服侍他的生活就能够有一个正常的表现出来,
so we then see his service and his life is expressing this normal Christian life.
同样今天在这个末了时代,
Likewise, in these end times today,
我们所处的环境,
our surroundings,
就是类似更多教会这样属灵光景的一个环境里面,
is like the surroundings at Corinth.
今天普遍地上的教会都是在一个不正常的光景的里面,
and much of the church today is living in abnormal conditions.
神却让我们看见在这里有一条路,
God is showing us that there's still a path here.
神让我们看见在这里有一个是在基督里面的人,
There's someone here who is in Christ.
他是如何在这个不正常的里面有一个正常侍奉生活的表现?
How in this abnormal condition that he can still live a normal Christian life and serve the Lord?
这个就是为什么我们来看保罗的服事的时候,
This is why when we see Paul's service,
我们来看保罗这个神的用人,
We see Paul as a servant of God.
他如何在这样不容易的环境,不正常环境里面,他是如何来服事神?
That how in this difficult and abnormal time he
served the Lord,
and how he served the Lord.
我想这个就是成为我们今天在地上服事的一个非常好的一个榜样。
And this is a good example for all of us.
也让我们知道如何在这个环境里面如何来跟随主来服事神。
That in these situations how we can continue to follow.
而让我们能够学习在基督里面。
How we can learn to be in the Lord.
而能够把那个神用人的该有情形把表明出来。
And to express the life of the servant of God.
我们感谢神，我们每一个人都是神用他儿子的血重价所买赎回来的人。
We thank the Lord that we are all redeemed at great cost by.
我们每一个人都是神的用人。
We are all God's servants.
每一个人都是被蒙召要服侍神的一个人。
We've all been called to serve the Lord.
那我们今天面对这个世代，今天地上教会的光景。
And as we face the world and the situation of the church today,
我们怎样才有一条路可以走出来呢?
Where is this path that we can follow?
而不受环境的影响,
that we would not be influenced by
在一个不正常的里面, 我们却有一个正常的表现,
that in abnormal spiritual conditions, that we
让这是我们读更多后书所要学习的,
this is the lesson that we need to learn out of 2
Corinthians. 那在第三章里面, 第三章里面,
in chapter 3,
我们就看见保罗这个神的用人,
We see that Paul, the servant of God,
他是怎样一个服侍神的一个人?
How he served the Lord.
说到他的服侍是在一个新约里面的服侍,
that his service is in a new covenant.
不是在一个旧约的一个服侍里面,
and not in the old covenant.
所以在这里面告诉我们说呢, 在这里有一个旧约的服侍,有一个新约的服侍,
So we can see here there is an Old Testament and a New Testament.
他告诉我们说, 他说我们所承担的, 这新业指示,
We are servants of a new covenant.
不是凭着秩序, 乃是凭着经义,
not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
在这里就让我们看见新约执事它是根据什么?
So what does new covenant follow?
它所带的结果又是什么?
And what is its end result?
因着说新约执事它不是凭着秩序, 乃是凭着经义, 因为秩序是叫人死, 经义是叫人活。
Servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
经义小字告诉我们说是或说圣灵。
The English translation already says Spirit.
所以让我们看见保罗他说他是新义所承担这个新业执事，是不是凭着外面的秩序，乃是凭着圣灵。
So it's not the new covenant is not about outward works, but by the Holy Spirit.
这让我们看见今天在我们在新业里面是的服事性质是什么，乃是根据圣灵。
The life that we follow is by the Holy Spirit.
乃是在基督里面，乃是在灵的里面来服事神。
That it is in Christ, and that our service should be in the Spirit.
是根据圣灵，因为只有圣灵能够叫人得生命，叫人活过来。
Because only the Holy Spirit can give a person life, cause them to come to life.
而旧约执事是怎样呢?
And what is the Old Testament, Old Covenant?
旧约执事乃是根据字句，根据遗文。
The Old Covenant is based on the letter, based on
根据外面的条例，根据律法许多的要求。
On the law, all the requirements of the law, and outward.
若是根据这个旧约的原则来服事，那就是叫人死。
If we follow the Old Covenant, it would only
所以他说，若是凭着字句是叫人死，这是个属死的一个执事。
It says here that the letter kills.
这是一个定罪的执事。
This is a covenant of condemnation.
因为所有的人都在律法定罪底下。
Because we're all condemned under the law.
因为没有一个人凭自己能够所成的律法。
Because no one by themselves can accomplish.
在律法底下的人只看见自己的罪。
Under the law, we can only see our own sin.
只看见人都在神的定罪底下。
That we are all under God's
condemnation. 那结果就是死。
And so that results in death.
但是新约执事却不是这样子。
But the new covenant is not like this.
因为新约执事他不是凭着外面这些道理，凭着这些要求。
So because the new covenant isn't based on these outward requirements.
他乃是凭着圣灵。
But by the Holy Spirit.
因为所以他被称为一个属灵的执事。
So it is now a covenant of spirit.
属灵之事就是说是给人生命，是叫人活过来。
That the spirit gives life and causes people to come alive.
不是给人给一些字句，给一些道理。
It isn't giving them certain requirements.
不是在那里告诉人说你该做这个，不该做那个。
That you should do this and you shouldn't do that.
给人许多规条在那守。
Or give them all these rules for them to.
当人给人在那个定了许多规条的时候，人守不住的时候，他就死了。
That if you can't follow all the rules, then you will die.
但是一个新约执事，他应该是一个属灵的执事。
But the new covenant is a spiritual covenant.
他所给的呢，乃是圣灵。
What it gives to people is the Holy Spirit.
他所给的乃是基督的生命。
It is the life of Christ.
叫人得到基督而能活过来。
To cause people to obtain Christ and to come alive.
这是和旧约执事完全不同的一种服事。
So this is a completely different service from the Old
Testament. 当我们去读以西结书的时候，
When we read the book of Ezekiel,
我们知道以西结乃是在被掳中的一个先知。
We know that Ezekiel was a prophet when Israel was captured.
有一天神把以西结带到一个平野。
One day the Lord brought Ezekiel to a valley.
他看见在平野里面遍满了枯骨。
And in that valley he saw that it was filled with bones.
神就对以西结说，你要向枯骨说预言。
And the Lord said to Ezekiel, you should prophesy to the bones.
要对枯骨说，耶和华呀，要吹气在你进到你们里面。
That the Lord would blow a breath into
你们就活了。
And that you will come to life.
所以当以西结遵从神的话去向枯骨说预言的时候，
So when Ezekiel obeyed the Lord and prophesied to the bones,
在哪里就有气息吹入这些枯骨里面。
And then there was a breath that blew over all of the bones.
这些枯骨就活过来的。
And these bones came to life.
就起来成为极大的军队。
And they came alive as an exceedingly great army.
这些枯骨就是指的以色列百姓来说的。
And so these dry bones are 不仅他们死了， not only have they died, 并且死了非常久，所以成为枯骨。Been dead for so long that they're dry bones. 但是当以西结上向他们说预言，向他们说话的时候， But when Ezekiel prophesied to them and spoke to them, 当神把气息吹到这些枯骨里面的时候， When the Lord breathed over them, 他们就活起来了。They came to life. 我们记得神造人的时候， We know that when the Lord created man, 也把气息吹在人鼻孔里面， That he blew the breath of life into 人就成为有灵的活人。Then man became a living being. 所以我们看见一个枯骨，它怎么能活过来呢？ So how can these dry bones come to life? 那是因为圣灵进到它里面，它就活起来了。The Holy Spirit entered into them and they came alive. 所以弟兄姊妹，这就是新约的服事。So brothers and sisters, this is the service of the new. 这就是一个属灵的执事。This is a spiritual service.这是一个称义的执事，称义。This is a righteous justification. 所以新约服事是个正面，是个积极的，正面积极的。Yeah, so this is the positive side of the New Testament. 这个服事呢，是叫人因着相信主耶稣基督可以得到生命。So it causes people to receive new life. 能够被神称义。To be justified by God. 所以我们看见保罗的服事，他不是在一个旧约律法规矩的里面的服事。So Paul didn't serve in the framework of the Old Testament with his rules. 他乃是新约的执事。But he served in the New Testament. 所以他带给人乃是生命，带给人乃是叫人能够在神面前被神称义。So that he brought a new life to people that. 我们知道主耶稣来到地上的时候，他就是新约的执事一个代表。We know that when the Lord came down to earth, He was an example of the New Testament. 在约翰福音第三章里来告诉我们。In John chapter 3 it says. 他说神差了儿子降世不是要定人的罪。For God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world. 乃是要叫世人因他而得救。That the world might be saved through Him. 所以主来到地上的时候。So when the Lord came down to earth. 他为罪人被钉在十字架上。He was nailed to the cross for sinners. 借他死借他血除去人的罪。That through his death he has taken away the sin. 他从死里复活，叫人在神面前得以称义。And when he resurrected, that it would justify. 这是新约服事的人所做的工作。This is the work of a servant of the new covenant. 因着他们在灵里面侍奉神。Because they serve the Lord in spirit. 他们被称为是一个属灵的执事，是一个称义的执事。So they are a minister of life of righteousness. 是叫人得生命的一个执事。It is a ministry that brings life. 使人在神面前可以得称义。So that a dead person before the Lord can. 使人在神面前可以做一个对的人。That a dead person can be made right. 能行神的旨意。And do God's will. 这是在保罗身上让我们所看见，他承担这个新约职事是这种服事。So this is the service of Paul in, as a minister of New Covenant. 因此他是活在圣灵里面，活在圣灵里面。Because he lives in the Holy Spirit. 他不是活在人外面的规条的辖制里面。He isn't living in the rules and regulations of people. 所以他告诉更多的教会说。So he tells the Corinthian church. 他说我其实又举荐自己或是别人的荐信或是你们的荐信给人吗？He says, he asked them, do we need letters of recommendation from you? 保罗来到更多教会，他不需要别人推荐信。He doesn't need a letter of commendation from other people. 我们知道什么叫推荐信。What is this letter of recommendation? 就像今天年轻人他高中毕业要去申请大学的时候。Like today when our high school students graduating are going to college. 老师需要为他写一封介绍信。Their teachers may have to write a letter of recommendation. 那信里面就写这个学生他的功课怎样。And in that letter, they'll say, you know, this student, their homework is like. 还有什么其他才华才干。Or do they have any other talents or skills? 可能他也是一个非常好的一个领导者。Leader. They might be a very good leader. 所以当学校收到这一封介绍信的时候，他们对这个学生就有一些认识。So that when the school receives this letter, they'll have a little bit of an understanding of this student. 所以这个推荐函在当时也是一种人的一些做法。 So these letters of commendation here are also a man's work.
当一个人要到另外一个地方去的时候,
when a person will travel to a different place,
因为那个他去那个地方人不那里人不认识这个要去的人,
because that other place doesn't know this traveler.
所以需要有人为他写一封介绍信带让他带着去.
So someone will write a letter of commendation for that traveler to bring to the new location.
他去那个地方看见这封信的时候就能够接待这个人.
So when the new place receives this letter, they can receive the traveler as well.
但是保罗他说,我没有你,
Paul says to the Corinthians, I don't need a letter of commendation.
我自己也不需要推荐我自己.
And I don't need to praise myself.
更不需要别人写,为我写介绍信.
And I don't need someone else to write a letter for me.
因为保罗来到更多教会服事.
Because Paul came to Corinth and served.
不是自己去的.
Not on his own behalf.
不是别人推荐他去的.
And no one else had sent him.
乃是圣灵带他去的.
But the Holy Spirit led him there.
乃是圣灵带领他到各个地方去传神的道.
The Holy Spirit led him to various places to spread the
gospel. 在使徒行传13章那里告诉我们,
in Acts chapter 13 it tells us,
当保罗他们还在安提阿教会服事的时候,
when Paul was still serving in Antioch,
他们在侍奉主禁食,
he was serving the Lord and fasting.
圣灵就说, 要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗, 那时候他还叫扫罗, 出去做我所要招他们所做的工.
The Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul, for Paul was still called Saul at this time.
因为保罗他出去做工乃是圣灵差派他出去的.
For the work to which I have called them. Because the Holy Spirit called out.
所以我们看见圣灵就一路带领他.
So we see that the Holy Spirit led Paul his entire life.
他在各地传神的道.
That in all the various places he spread the
gospel. 有时候他在这一个地方, 传神的道.
And sometimes he would go to this place to spread the gospel.
然后圣灵就禁止他.
And then the Holy Spirit would stop him.
然后保罗就离开那个城市到另外一个城市去传道.
And so Paul would leave that city and go to another city.
所以我们看见保罗在地上传福音，在地上做见证的时候，他不是凭着自己.
So we see that when Paul was spreading the gospel, he wasn't working on his own behalf.
那是圣灵亲自差遣他.
But the Holy Spirit sent him.
这个是说到我们在新约里面服事也是一样.
This tells us that in the New Testament, our service is
一个活在圣灵里面的人,
a person who is living in the Spirit.
他所所到物, 他不是根据自己, 更不是根据别人怎样来吩咐他.
All that he does isn't on his own behalf or because someone else sent him.
乃是圣灵一步一步在他里面带领他.
It's the Holy Spirit that leads him every step.
所以他出去的时候是根据圣灵.
So when he goes out, it is because of the Holy Spirit.
保罗说,若是我需要推荐信的话,
Paul says, if I need a letter of commendation, you yourselves are my letter of commendation. Because we know that at the time, the Corinthian church was doubting Paul's apostleship. They were doubting his apostleship. Yeah.
保罗对他们说, 在别人我不是使徒,
Paul says, to other people, I may not be an apostle.
但是在你们,我总是使徒,
but among you, I am an apostle.
因为你们在主里面正是我做使徒的一个证据。
Because you are the proof of my apostleship.
别人可以不承认我使徒的身份,
other people can say that I am not an apostle.
但是更多教会人不能够否认保罗使徒的身份。
But the church at Corinth could not deny Paul's apostleship.
因为更多教会是保罗用福音生了他们的一般人。
Because the church at Corinth was brought forth by Paul's.
从更多教会身上就可以见证保罗他使徒的职分这件事情.
So all of those at Corinth can testify to Paul's apostleship.
更多教会就可以成为他推荐信.
So the church of Corinth can be his letter of commendation.
所以保罗说我在你们中间是用百般的忍耐，并且是借着许多神迹奇事异能来显明我使徒的职分.
It says through great patience, you know, he ministered to them.
神借着保罗在更多教会的服事. 神借着保罗在更多教会服事.
So the Lord used Paul in service to the Corinthians.
借着保罗在更多做许多事情.
And Paul did many things at the church of
Corinth. 就要见证保罗他是神所差遣来的使徒.
To prove that he was sent by God to be.
从他工作表现就可以看见这个人是不是神所差的，是不是神所呼召的一个神的用人。
And so they can see through his actions whether or not he was someone who was sent by the Lord.
从他工作果效里面看出这个人是不是神的用人。
And we see from the fruits of his labor whether or not he was used by God.
所以更多教会神在他们当中的做工，就可以见证使徒保罗他是神所差来的使徒。
So the church at Corinth can show that, you know, that Paul was a servant of the Lord.
所以在这里也让我们看见一个新约里面服事的一个原则。
So here we can see another truth of ministry in the New Testament.
以前年长弟兄告诉我们，
before an elderly brother,
他说从一个人服事里面就可以看见到底这个人是不是人所呼召出来要服事他的人。
From a person's service, we can see if that person was called.
因为许多人呢，常常许多人的服事他是自告奋勇，他是自告奋勇。
A lot of people choose to enter into ministry for their own sake.
在他工作上就显不出这个人是神所招来要来服事神的一个人。
And we can see from their fruits whether or not they were called by the Lord.
所以从教会的服事里面也看见这个属灵原则。看见这个属灵。
So we can see the spiritual truth in
神是不是把我们摆在某一个位置上来服侍他？
Did the Lord place us in a position to serve him?
就能说明到底神是不是把那恩赐来赐给我们？
Yes, did he give us the grace to serve him?
若是神把恩赐赐给我们，
If the Lord gave us his grace,
自然而然我们在那一方面服侍就有一些显出一种情形出来。
Then naturally our service there would show
人也可以看见，的确，神把这个人摆在某一种位置上、某一种服事上来服事神。
Then we can see that, you know, everyone can see that the Lord placed that person there.
不是个人的负担，不是个人的一种热心。
It is not the individual's burden or their own passion.
正如摩西刚出来的时候
，When Moses first came out,
就热心来说，他实在很有热心。
We can see that he truly was passionate.
他对他的弟兄、骨肉同胞也有非常大的负担。
He had a great burden for his fellow brethren.
但他所显出来的服事呢，说明神没有差他去。
But the results of his labor showed that God did not.
他说神要差他去，不是在那个时间。
But if the Lord was, even if the Lord was to send, that wasn't at.
所以当保罗来到更多教会的时候
，So when Paul came to the church at Corinth,
他不需要自我介绍。
He did not need a letter of commendation.
他也不需要别人来介绍。
He didn't need other people to.
他只在他们当中的做工就显明他是神所差的仆人。
He only needed to work to show that he was a servant of the Lord.
所以他说，若是要有推荐信，你们就是我的推荐信。
So he says to the Corinthians, if you need a letter of commendation, then you are my letter.
从你们身上就可以见证，说明我是神的用人。
From you yourselves, you can see that I am.
所以他说，你们就是我的荐信。
So he says that you are my letter of
commendation. 不仅更多教会是保罗的见信，
Not only is the Church of Corinth.
他说这个信也是写在我们的心里。
He says this letter is written in our hearts.
就说这些封信不仅是写在更多教会身上，也写在保罗的身上。
So that this letter of commendation is not only written in the lives of the people of Corinth, but in Paul's life as well.
是给众人所知道、所念诵的。
So that all people would be able to see and know.
从保罗的身上，我们也可以看见他的确是神的用人。
So in Paul's life, we can see that he truly is the servant of the Lord.
他是如何在那里服侍主
？We can see how he served the Lord there.
他在那里把基督的恩典带给人。
He brought the Lord's grace to.
他在那里借服侍成就神的旨意。
And he served to accomplish God's will.
这他是一个真正服侍神的人。
He is truly a servant of God.
所以他说他不是为了别的，为了利益在混乱神、混乱神的道。
He wasn't there peddling the word of God.
他乃是由于诚实，由于神，在神面前，在基督面前来讲道。
But as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God.
所以他来在更多教会服事的时候
，So when he came to Corinth to
他不是要从更多教会得到一些好处。
He wasn't there to obtain some benefit from the Corinth.
甚至他生活上需要也供应也不是从更多教会来的。
And the few things that he needed to for himself, he didn't take from the Corinthians.
反而保罗在他们当中服侍的时候，是为他们费财费力。
So when he served among the Corinthians, he spent his own
乃是在他们当中为了神要得到一般人
effort to obtain a people for the Lord.
他的服侍不是为了讨人欢喜, 而是讨神的欢喜。
It wasn't to please other people, but to please the Lord.
所以保罗本身也是一封信。
So Paul's life as well is a letter.
从保罗这本身上就可以读出, 原来这就是一个神的仆人, 该有的一个表现。
So we can see in Paul's life, we can read that this is the expression of a true servant of God.
所以我们一开头说哥林多后书，从这卷书里面，我们可以读出保罗这个人。
So in 2 Corinthians, we can read about Paul.
所以有连长弟兄告诉我们说，哥林多后书不是重在真理的教导。
And so older brothers will tell us that 2 Corinthians isn't talking about
真理的教导。
It's spiritual.
哥林多后书里面是有真理。
But it is about truth.
但是更多后书更是重在这个服侍神这个用人保罗，他是怎样表现神用人该有的光景。
But more importantly, it's about Paul, the servant of God, and what kind of life the servant.
所以保罗在第一章里面说，我所写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念所认识的，你们还要认识。
And so he writes to them, for we write nothing else to you than what you read and understand, and I hope you will understand.
保罗他本身就是一封信。
And Paul himself was the one.
当人来读这封信，读这个人的时候，
when people read this letter, when they read this person,
就可以读出这个人他属灵光景是怎样。
They can read what his spiritual condition is.
读出这个人里面心思是怎样心思。
We can see his character.
就可以认识这个人是怎样一种人。
And we can see what kind of person he is.
所以有人说圣经呢，好像就是神写给人一封信。
So some people would say that the Bible is a letter from God to us.
所以当我们去读圣经的时候,
so when we read the Bible,
我们就可以读出神自己来。
We can read God himself.
我们就可以从圣经里面读出到底这位神是怎样一位神。
We can see what kind of God he is.
他思想他的意念,
his thoughts and his
他有什么兴趣。
What his
他有什么兴趣。
Character? What his character is like.
从圣经里面我们读出到底神心中有哪些计划，他到底他的旨意是什么？
And we can see into the heart of God and what His will is.
就从这一本圣经里面就把它发表出来了。
And this Bible would express it to us.
就像我们有时候写信给一个人，
like when we write a letter to someone，
我们就把我们里面所想的、所盼望的，或者说里面心思意念所感受的，借信把它写出来。
We may write down our hopes and dreams, and what our thoughts are for other people.
人读那封信就能够认识我们这个人是怎样一种人。
And when other people read that letter, they can know about us, what we are like.
所以我们看见保罗他本身也是一封信。
So we see that Paul's life is a letter.
然后底下他说，你们明显是基督的信，借着我们所修成的。
And he says that being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us.
原来新约执事，他服侍是怎样一种服侍呢？
So a minister of the New Testament, what kind of service?
他乃是在写一封基督的信。
They are writing a letter of Christ.
这个基督的信就是更多教会。
And this letter is the Church of Corinth.
他说，更多教会里面明显是基督的信。
Being manifested that you, the Corinthians, are
是借着我们所修成，就是借着我们所写成的。
Cared for by us, or written by Paul.
所以我们看看新约服事是怎样一种服事呢？
So this service in the New Testament, what kind of
乃是在那写一封基督的信。
It's writing a letter of Christ.
这个信呢是写在他所服事人身上。
It's written into the lives of the people that he.
他是把基督一点一点的写在这些人的身上。
He is writing Christ little by little into these.
因为这一封信是要发表基督自己。
Because this letter is to express Christ himself.
所以当保罗在服事的时候，他是把基督他自己的生命一点一点的，把基督恩典一点的供应给更多教会的人。
So when he was serving in Corinth, he was little by little giving Christ's life to the people.
所以这封信他说不是用笔墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的。
So he says that this letter was not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God.
保罗不过是一个器皿。
Paul is just a vessel.
是神的灵借着他在那写一封基督的信。
And that the Holy Spirit was using him to write a letter of Paul.
是圣灵借着保罗在更多教会身上来做一些工作。
And that the Holy Spirit used Paul to accomplish a work among the Christians.
把基督能完整的写在更多教会的圣徒身上。
To fully write Christ into the lives of the
Christians. 好叫他们身上能够发表基督他是谁。
so that they can express who Christ is.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里让我们 看见新约执事，他不是做一些工作而已。
So we see here that the ministers of the New Testament aren't just doing, you know, work.
原来他是在写一封基督的信。
But what they're doing is writing a letter.
原来他是在那里要把基督借他服事带给人。
That through their service, they are bringing Christ to the people.
好像基督妈妈一点一点的显在他所服事人身上。
That Christ will be made manifest in the lives of those he is serving.
这些人的确最终也能成为基督信的一个基督的一个花表。
That these other people will also be an expression of the life of Christ.
因为这一封信不是写在石板上，那是写在心板上。
Because these letters were not written on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
那是写在人的身上。
So written in the people.
所以我们知道。约翰福音也告诉我们说，律法是借着摩西传的。
John tells us that the law was spread by Moses.
所以摩西虽然他的服事也有荣光
，so that
也有荣光。
Moses' work had glory.
或是说摩西那个旧约的服事也有荣光。
That Moses' service in the Old Testament had glory.
但是这个荣光是渐渐褪去的。
But that glory is fading.
因为这是个属死的执事，这是个定罪的执事。
Because that ministry is a ministry of condemnation.
但是恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
But truth and grace come from the Lord Jesus.
当耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候
，When the Lord became flesh and came to this world.
他住在人中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
He lived among people full of grace and truth.
所以当主耶稣在那里服侍人的时候
，So when he served the people,
他常对人说：“你小子啊，你的罪赦了，我不定你的罪，平安的去吧。
”So he says, "Little one, I do not condemn you. I forgive you of your sins. Go in peace."
这是恩典。
This is grace.
但主耶稣后面还加上一句话。
But the Lord continued to add one more thing.
不要再犯罪了。
Sin no more.
这是真理。
This is truth.
所以他有恩典，他有真理。
So he had grace and he had.
当然得到这恩典的时候呢，就在那里照着真理而行。
And so he worked in grace and in truth.
这是一个新约的服事。
This is the service of the New Testament.
那是把恩典、把真理也带给人。
To bring grace and truth to the people.
我想这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见今天圣灵在你身上同样在那里写一封信。
And so the Holy Spirit, likewise is writing a letter. You know,
圣灵借许多人在服侍我们的时候，把主自己写在我们身上。
Through various people, the Holy Spirit is writing Christ Himself into our lives.
到底我们能够被这个圣灵写上多少？基督自己呢
？How much of Christ can the Holy Spirit write into us？
旧约是写在石板上
，The Old Testament was written on stone tablets。
石头是没有感觉的
，The stone has no feeling。
但是写在心板上是有感觉的
，But written on our hearts we have feeling。
写也是讲到一个圣灵的工作
，And this writing is also
讲到一个十字架的工作
，The work of
写在肉身上那是一个不容易的一个感受
，To be written。Onto the flesh is a very difficult experience.
今天神借着圣灵在我们身上就是要做这样工作。
So the Lord today through the Holy Spirit is doing.
因为每一个人教会就是基督的信。
Because every person in the church is a letter.
人从教会身上，人从每一个人身上都能够读出基督他自己。
So that everyone can see in us.The life of Christ.
但是我们在我们身上能够表现多少基督呢
？But our own lives, how much of Christ can we express？
就是我们是不是愿意让圣灵在我们身上写上更多基督
？Are we willing to allow the Holy Spirit to write more of Christ into us？
当圣灵在我们身上工作的时候，那是一个不好受的一个经历。
When the Holy Spirit is writing Christ into us, it is a very difficult.
但是只有一个人愿意接受这样工作的人，圣灵才能够把一点一点的基督写在刻印在我们身上。
But only when we accept the work of the Holy Spirit can He carve the letters of Christ.
叫基督最终要成形在我们身上。
In the end, to make Christ's life.
能够成为一封完整基督的信。
To be a complete letter of Christ.
在那发表基督。
To express
但是很可惜，今天圣灵在我们身上来写的时候。
But unfortunately, when the Holy Spirit is writing in us today,
我们常常在拒绝，我们常不愿意。
We may resist and we're unwilling.
圣灵在那借许多环境来对付我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit uses our situations to deal with us,
常常我们在反抗，我们在逃避。
We may resist or try to flee.
以致让圣灵好像在我们身上没办法写下一些字。
As if the Holy Spirit could not write but a few letters.
好像圣灵不能够把基督坐在我们身上。
And that the Holy Spirit cannot make Christ in us.
好像圣灵在那要把基督的生命赐给我们的时候，好像我们也不太容易接受。
As if when the Holy Spirit is giving us the life of Christ, we are not willing to accept.
以致我们这一封信原来是能够让基督能够发表出来一封信。
And this letter.Is for us to be able to exhibit the letter.
让人从身上能够读出基督的一封信。
So that other people can read this letter in us and see Christ.
读出来却非常少。
But when they see us today,
因为基督的生命在我们身上何等的欠缺，何等的贫乏。
Because the life of Christ that we have within us is often so small.
但是我们感谢神，若是人愿意把自己交托在神的手中。
We thank you, Lord, that if we're willing to give ourselves into the hands of the Lord,
神就要借着神的灵在我们身上来工作。
That the Lord, through His Spirit, will work in us.
让我们这些人能够让圣灵一点一点的把基督自己刻画在我们身上。
That the Holy Spirit would little by little carve the letters of Christ into us.
弟兄姊妹，这是新约的指示。
But this is the ministry of the Lord.
谁能够承担这样指示呢？
Who can accept this?
保说谁能承担这样指示呢
？Paul asked, "Who can accept this?"
我们是说能承担这样的指示，不是出于自己，而是出于神自己。
It is we are made adequate not from ourselves but from God.
是因他叫我们来承担这样新约指示。
Because it is God who makes us adequate.
因为我们知道这样的指示不是凭着自己。
Because we know that this service is not for ourselves.
这样的指示不是凭着外面字句的道理。
It is not some outward truth.
这样指示只有凭着圣灵，根据圣灵。
It can only be from the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，从保罗服侍的身上
，So from Paul's service,
我们看见我们今天都是活在新约的里面。
We see that today we are all living in the New
Testament. 所以我们今天服侍应该是像保罗一样。
So that our service should be like Paul.
我们都一同承担这样新约的指示。
We should all aspire to this ministry of the New
Testament. 我们在新约服侍里面是有更大荣光的一个服侍。
In our service would be even more glorious.
我们这个服侍不是定人的罪。
And our service is not to condemn others.
不是叫人落到属灵死亡里面。
To not cause others to fall into spiritual death.
乃是叫人能够得以称义，叫人能够活过来。
To cause people to become righteous, to come alive.
我想这样服侍才有真正的意义和价值。
And only this kind of service has meaning.
这是新约神要我们所真正的一个服侍。
And this is the true service that God desires.
我想只有一个活在圣灵里面，活在基督里面的人。
Only someone who is living in Christ, in the Holy Spirit,
才有这样的服侍
can have this service.
若是我们不是活在基督圣灵里面
if we are not living in the Holy Spirit,
我们所有服侍可能又落到旧的服侍里面
then all of our service may fall back into the old.
我们可能顶多就是带给一些基督教的道理
we may only be able to provide some Christian
带给人不过是一些基督教的规条
and some Christian regulations.
最终是叫人落到死亡里面
in the end, it would cause
人不能够从基督得到生命的供应。
And they would not be able to receive the benefits of the life.
人不能活起来。
And they would not be able to come alive.
人不能够靠着基督活在神的面前。
They would not be able to rely on Christ to live before God.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
从保罗这个神的用人身上。
That through Paul, the servant of God.
让我们看见原来我们是新约的执事。
We see that we are servants of the New Testament.
因为所得到职任是一个更有荣光的职任。
And that our responsibility is even more glorious.
但是借着我们能够把神的恩典，把神的救恩带给人。
That through us we can bring the salvation of God to other people.
叫人在神面前被神称义。
To be made righteous before God.
叫人因着得到基督生命的供应，叫人活在神的面前。
That they receive the benefit of the Spirit of Christ to come alive.
我想这样服事才有永存的价值。
And only this kind of service has eternal value.
我们感谢神。借着保罗在更多后书第三章里面让我们看见。
We thank the Lord that through the experience of Paul in 2 Corinthians,
这个神的用人
，the servant of God,
他所承担的是一个新约的指示。
He is shown to be a minister of the New Testament.
因为这个指示呢是根据圣灵，是凭着圣灵。
that this new covenant is by the Spirit, the Holy
Spirit. 要借这样指示, 把基督带给人,
and that through this new covenant, he would bring Christ.
好叫每一个人最终能够成为基督的信,
so that everyone there could be a letter of Christ to express Christ.
让人从教会,从每一个人身上能够看见基督,
that everyone can see the church and the individuals that who Christ is.
他是神的儿子,
and he is the Son of God.
他是基督,
he is Christ, established by God.
他是我们人生唯一的救主,
he is our only Savior, our only path.
我想都是我们能够把基督从我们身上发表出来,
if we can express Christ in us,
我们需要接受圣灵在我们身上的工作,
we need to accept the Holy Spirit's
work in our lives. 我们学习舍己背起自己的跟从主,
we need to learn how to pick up our cross and follow after Christ.
神的灵才能在我们身上来做这样写字的工作,
and only then will the Holy Spirit be able to do the work of writing Christ into us.
能够把基督他自己一点一点的一笔一笔一笔一画的写在我们身上,
so that the Holy Spirit can write each stroke of Christ into us.
这样最终能成为基督的信,
and that we would be letters of Christ,
发表基督自己,
to express Christ himself.
我想这是新约的指示, 所要所有的该有一个情形。
This is the situation for every servant of the New Testament. Would our brother please say a closing prayer for us? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you.
记得保罗在哥林多教会的服事，你再次让我们看到。
That once again through Paul's service to the Corinthian church that you let us see.
在新约的时代，特别是在这个末世的时代。
That in this time of the New Testament, especially in these end times.
如何能成为合乎你心意的仆人？
How we can be a servant pleasing to you.
唯愿藉着你恩手的扶持和引领。
And we pray that by your gracious hand and your leading,
也藉着圣灵保惠师的感动,
and the moving of the Holy Spirit,
也藉着众儿女的互相的勉励和带导,
and that through the encouragement and prayers of the saints,
让你的爱，让你的真实,
that your love and your truth,
和你荣耀的名，能藉着我们这一批原本不配不堪的人身上能流露，能彰显。
That your eternal life would be made manifest in all of us unworthy people.
再次谢谢我们的主,
once again, we thank you, Lord.
保守每一位你的儿女,
may you watch over all of your children.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayers.
奉你宝贵的名我们祈求,
we pray in your precious name.
Amen. 请大家翻